Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. Queen's MLA Kim Maslin says she was surprised to get the call to take over the natural resources portfolio, but she says she's up to the challenge.
You know, it's going to be very busy, very, very busy. And for me, my top priority always remains at home. That's why I was elected. That's why I ran, was for the people of Queens County. It certainly is a privilege to bring their voices and perspectives to the table. It's going to be busy.
Maslin was already the Minister of Emergency Management when Premier Tim Houston announced a cabinet shuffle on Tuesday that moved Tory Rushton out of the job and put Maslin in. Two other longtime cabinet ministers were also dropped from the government's inner circle. It's been less than a year since the province created the standalone Department of Emergency Management, and Maslin says she's been doing a lot of work to get it up and running.
I have a tremendous amount on my plate right now in building this new department. And I know how important resource development is to our premier and to our province. It's a big lift for me. But I know we'll get there together. I consider it a privilege, especially considering one of my first mentors through politics was John Leaf, and he once held this portfolio.
She said she did not consider turning down the chance to lead a second department.
You know, I'll give it everything I have, like I do with everything that I take on in life, while trying to also find a bit of a balance for family and my friends. But this certainly is going to be a challenge, but I'm up to it.
Maslin would not say whether the direction of natural resources will change with her as minister. Houston says he wants to make Nova Scotia an energy superpower and that the cabinet shuffle will help his government stay focused on energy and resource development. Maslin is stepping into natural resources at a controversial time. The Toronto golf course developer behind Cabot Cape Breton wants to take over part of West Mabou Beach Provincial Park. Former Minister Rushton confirmed in early October that department officials and the company would, quote, have a conversation about the protected public land. Local residents are fighting any attempt to allow the developer to use any part of the park. Maslin had her first briefings as Natural Resources Minister on Thursday. She says it's too early for her to comment on the issue.
I've been a minister for a hot minute, so I will be briefed this afternoon. I'm coming in with an open mind. I'm going to listen to the department. I will listen to Nova Scotians, and my decision will be made from that. We need to be looking at development of our natural resources, doing them into an environmentally sustainable way. We've said no for way too long, and it's time to start looking at how we can ensure that our province is prosperous and that people can have a good quality of life and earn a good living in our province.
She says Rushton and she are close and she'll rely on him for advice as she learns the natural resources portfolio.
I consider him one of my brothers. Tory has been in this department since the beginning. He's given it everything he has, and he is highly respected in the industry. I have some huge shoes, or I'll say work boots, to fill in Minister Rushton, but he is there to support me and to assist me going forward.
Maslin says that even with leading two departments, her focus will still be on Queens County.
I am a very, very strong constituency MLA. I believe that the MLA needs to be in the constituency and needs to be talking with their constituents. So I'm going to work very, very hard to make sure that I maintain that balance.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.